Alexander Dugin. To Russian nationalists, he's a philosopher and strategist who represents President Vladimir Putin's policies. To his critics, he is a pro-Kremlin fascist who has openly called for the killing of Ukrainians. The likely target of a car bombing near Moscow late Saturday. Dugin was saved by a last-minute vehicle change as he left a cultural event. His daughter, Daria Dugina, took his place, and the bomb that was probably meant for him. Dugin was filmed looking on, powerless to do anything, the car carrying his daughter still in flames.
At the moment, investigators and forensic specialists of the main investigative directorate of the Russian Investigative Committee for the Moscow region, together with the colleagues from the main forensic department of the Russian Investigative Committee and the bomb experts, continue working on the crime scene.
29-year-old Daria Dugina was a Russian broadcaster and political commentator. Both father and daughter expressed far-right nationalist views, strongly supported the invasion of Ukraine, and were placed on international sanctions lists for spreading misinformation.
We do not know who has carried out the attack. The Ukrainians have fiercely denied it, although the Russians have, of course, blamed them, including allies of Dugin's. And no matter what the sort of, you know, real story is, the Kremlin will use this to double down its rhetoric on Ukraine. We've seen the Kremlin respond in that way to almost every incident now.
Ukraine has said it does not resort to terror tactics, blaming Russia's own government or security apparatus. A picture of Russian nationalism, the public face of what many view as Putin's expansionist policies, even referred to as Putin's brain. Dugin's views likely marked him for death. His attackers, whoever they are, got his daughter instead. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera.
Alexander Dugin is a Russian philosopher, political analyst, and strategist. He was the chief editor at the pro-Kremlin Tsargrad TV station. Dugin has helped shape Vladimir Putin's expansionist foreign policies and has been called Putin's brain. He was involved in the Russian president's initiative for the annexation of Crimea and considered the invasion of Ukraine inevitable. Dugin has previously called for the eradication of Ukrainian identity. Let's bring in Dmitry Babich. He's a political analyst at Inosimi, which is a Russian state-owned media company that monitors Western media. He joins us now from Moscow. Thank you very much for your time. Do you think that the real target was Alexander Dugin? Are we taking that as the likeliest scenario?
It's hard to say now. Most of the analysts here say he was the target. But I am not sure, because Daria was becoming a media figure of her own, and she was actually more popular than her father at the moment of her death.
Okay.
I wouldn't call Mr. Dugin Putin's brain. It's certainly not true. You know, I don't agree with Dugin's views, which I consider very strange and radical, but he certainly had not been a member of Putin's administration for many years. And he was ousted from Tsargrad and from Tsargrad TV and from the Moscow State University, where he was a professor. So in the last few years, he was on his own, and he was vocal. But if we talk about his friends, I would say that Mr. Zelensky's aide, Alexei Arestovych, was much closer to Dugin than Putin during several years, just a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
So Dugin, to my mind, is a very shady figure, and I would not connect him directly to Putin.
Okay.
But this murder was certainly targeted. It was certainly targeting Russian nationalists. That's absolutely true.
I mean, Dugin previously had called for the eradication of Ukrainian identity. So no doubt views like that are going to garner him a lot of critics. Who do you think was behind this? What evidence is there right now?
Well, I think this phrase is taken out of context. As I told you, I don't agree with Putin, and I consider his views too radical. But please note that he never talked about killing Ukrainians or destroying Ukrainian nation. He just said that modern Ukraine was a pro-Western state, very much hostile to Russia. He said that the coming to power of the so-called Maidan insurgency, you know, when 38 policemen were killed in 2014, was not democratic. It was bad. And here I agree with him. As for who was behind his murder, I would not listen to the Ukrainian versions because they're just absurd. You know, they say that Russians killed Dugin themselves so that they could attack Ukraine's celebrations of its independence on the 24th of August. That's certainly absurd. Unfortunately, in the last 2 years, we have seen several prominent figures of Russian nationalist scene murdered by bombs, you know, murdered by in very brutal, violent ways. It's clear to my mind that someone who wants to provoke a further conflict between Russia and Ukraine is behind it. Because certainly Mr. Dugin is going to become a martyr figure, as the father of his murdered daughter is going to become a martyr figure in the eyes of many. That will not make him exempt from criticism in Russia. A lot of people criticize Dugin in Russia publicly. But his daughter, you know, I knew her, and we were on television several times together. She was a very nice person, beautiful, kind girl. Unfortunately, she was almost indistinguishable from her father in her political views. But we all hope that would change. Unfortunately, her death makes it impossible now.
I mean, yeah, we're talking about who is responsible. Whoever was responsible, if Alexander Dugin was, in fact, the target, then this wasn't exactly a successful assassination, I guess you would call it, is it? I mean, what does that suggest to you, that perhaps it wasn't quite so professional, or what does that say to you?
Well, I think it's very possible that the murderers were targeting Daria and not her father. She was prominent, she was beautiful, she was outspoken, she was very kind. She was the anchor on several popular television and radio shows. So I will not exclude the possibility that she was the target. If he was the target, then I would not call the people who killed him anti-fascist. Dugin was what my friend, Professor Goldhagen, called a hideous muddlehead. His views are very, very strange and sometimes absurd. But they are not the mainstream views in Russia. So I think that basically in the last few years, Dugin was more or less harmless because, okay, he published books that a few thousands of people read. He was kind of a cult figure in his own small group called Eurasians, you know. But he did not make any impact on politics. Certainly, it would be wrong to say that he was the Putin's brain or the person behind Putin's policies. This is all simply not true. There are too many facts speaking against it. But the person who killed Daria and who probably wanted to kill Putin, to my mind, that person is not an anti-fascist. This is obviously a terrorist act, which will have a very negative impact because it will make the war between Russia and Ukraine much bloodier and much more violent. Because, you know, she was loved by many. And Mr. Dugin himself had his own limited but very devoted circle of supporters.
All right, we'll leave it there. I think we have to leave it there. I'm sorry for time. I hear what you're saying. Thank you very much for your time. Dmitry Babich there, a political analyst joining us from Moscow. We appreciate it.